Hello everyone, and welcome to From Crisis to Stability. I am Dr. Eleanor Kwe, and today's episode is very special. Today we pause to celebrate 1 year. 1 year since we launched the 100 Families Initiative here in Ingham County. 1 year of stepping into the lives of the families in crisis, working alongside them and believing that stability is possible. And what a year it has been. We have served families facing homelessness, unemployment, mental health challenges, and deep instability. But we have also witnessed something powerful. Families rising, systems working together, and hope being restored. This has never been about one organization. This has been about a community coming together. Churches, nonprofits, agencies, and individuals choosing to collaborate, to listen, and to act. We have seen families move from crisis to stability. We have seen doors open that once felt impossible. And we have seen what happens when people are not just helped, but truly supported. But today, it's not just about looking back. It's about looking forward. Because if this is what 1 year can do, imagine what's ahead. In this episode, we are going to reflect on the journey, share stories of impact, and talk about where we are going next as we continue to expand this movement across our region and beyond. Thank you for being part of this journey. Let's get started. For today's episode, friend, I have with me Vic Verschero. So he has been very instrumental into the work that we are doing in the community. Vic and I, we have a very long story of working together to help these families in crisis move to stability. So I'm going to bring Vic to this show and have him share with you what this is all about. Vic, do you want to tell us where you are in this work with 100 Families Initiative?
Well, thanks, Dr. Coy. It's really great to be with you. I'm excited to be here. And of course, you know, you and I, we do have a little bit of history on this because it was well over a year ago that you and I got together for the first time. And I have to tell you, the reason why I met is I do some work with the Lansing Housing Commission. And Mr. Fleming asked me to evaluate programs and activities in the community that might be of value to our residents. And so reluctantly, honestly, I took the invitation to come and meet. I sat and listened and I thought, my goodness, this unique individual with that strange accent, I had no idea who I was talking to and what was this all about. But as you know, and as I've told a lot of people, I am smitten with the work that 100 Families is doing in our community and of all of the organizations that I've found, who are great organizations doing wonderful, loving work in the community. This is the one organization that I think does the most significant part because they bring the person in crises, they bring them forward to find the root causes. And then from there, they connect them with some of the solutions that are already in our community. We're not talking about recreating the wheel here. We're talking about connecting the dots to make people that are in crises, to really put them in a position where they can find their path and their journey forward. And Eleanor, the work that you and your team does is absolutely breathtaking when you consider that.
Hi, Vic. This is amazing. Having you as one of our partners has brought so much growth into what we are doing. Again, I remember when you and I met, and I believe it was in 2024, and we met in one of your town homes at Hildebrand, and I was sharing with you about what we had intent to do. And as you know, Vic, as of today, we have served 150 families. Just let this sink. 150 families. And guess what? 34 of them have moved from crisis to stability. And out of the 150 families that we have served, we have about 15 of them who were referred to us from the Lansing Housing Commission. And they are doing well. We are able to keep them stably housed. So, Vic, I'm really excited about this work, and I'm really excited about our partnership. And again, we are going to have this big celebration next month on April the 21st. And I want you guys to mark your calendar. It's going to be Tuesday, April the 21st at 8:30 a.m. at MSU-FCU Headquarter 2. And what I want to hear from you, Vic, how do you see this celebration? What do you think we have learned, where we are as a community, and where we need to go?
I have to tell you, a celebration is the right word for this, by the way, because when we think about what's going on here, we're not talking about serving these folks a happy meal. We're talking about life-changing opportunity for them to seize their life's journey and to get their families on track out of the crises that they're in. That's extraordinary, and that's something that is life-changing. And Eleanor, the reason why I love this initiative so much is we're talking about the ripple effect that will happen and has a causal effect for generations to come. It's not just a single event. It's actually going to be helping families on their journey, and that really is what it's all about. At Lansing Housing, we like to say anybody can put a roof over somebody's head. It's about helping them on their life's journey and seizing those opportunities. So the celebration you're talking about is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great community leadership panel that's going to be offering some concepts and some ideas about coming together as a community to do great things. And of course, on top of that, we're going to have so many different agencies, businesses, and different people that are interested in what you're doing that are going to be coming out. And let's face it, you always feed us just right. So it's going to be a great morning, and it's going to be something that you don't want to miss because there's great discussion, great networking, and frankly, a great need that's going to be actually being met through these agencies and organizations coming together.
You know what, Vic? I'm getting excited about our upcoming anniversary, but I would like you to expand on the agencies and the work that we are doing. And some of you may be very familiar with the platform that we are using. The platform is called Hope Hub, and that's where agencies come together to serve the families. And when I look on the platform that we are using, we have 58 different agencies who are part of the platform. Wow. And this happened in 1 year. 58 different agencies serving families in crisis in our community. Again, we can do more than 58, Vic, and I know you agreed with me. So I would like you to expand on how collaboration will look like if we had as many agencies in our community coming together, coming alongside of one another. We are looking for unity. We are looking at building relationships so we can better serve our community.
Well, Eleanor, I have to tell you, 58 is an extraordinary number, amazing number, frankly. It probably is just a small portion of the opportunity that exists out there. But let's just go back for a second. A good friend of mine, his name is Phil Knight. He's the head of all of the food banks across the state. There's 7 food banks that serve the greater Michigan area. That in mind, he came to me one time and said, Vic, we don't have a food shortage problem in Michigan. We've got a food distribution problem. And I want to suggest to you, Eleanor, we don't have a resource challenge or shortage here in our city. What we have is we have a distribution issue. And what I mean by that is there's people that are hopelessly lost in crises, maybe not emotionally in a position to know where to find the answers, and wandering around in the wilderness, if you will. And frankly, what happens is it's 58, it could be 158, it could be 10. But the bottom line is so many times without Hope Hub, and without this initiative, people would just be left to, well, here, call here, or use this phone, or I know Sally over at this agency, maybe she can give it. That is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about taking a hold, seizing a family in crises at their most critical point, bringing them alongside, identifying and calculating what is causing these issues, why are they in that desperate situation, and then what we're doing is we're pulling out all the plugs to connect them to the right spots around the city, to the right organizations and agencies. Hope Hub is the amazing beacon of hope. It is the lighthouse of opportunity for people that are lost. And I can tell you, 100 Families is that initiative, doing that for people when they need it the most. This is the most amazing thing I've seen and the most positive I've been about all these different services and organizations that are operating. Finally, there's the mortar that brings it together for a solid building of successful travel into the journey of life.
Now, if you are an agency listening to this podcast, yes, you are invited to be on Hope Hub. And if you are not on Hope Hub yet, I want to invite you to come to April the 21st, our one-year anniversary. Again, it's going to be at 8:30. We are going to be serving breakfast, and we are going to start our program at 9 a.m. So come to the anniversary. Make sure you introduce yourself to me. I would love to connect with you so I can engage with you into Hope Hub, and then you and I can come together and I can help you sign up to be on Hope Hub. This is a platform that's needed in our community. We are able to achieve such success not only because of the platform, but also because of the family advocate that we have. We are blessed. And I'm not saying this word lightly. We are significantly, tremendously blessed with men and women who are taking their time to walk alongside of families in crisis and guide them, mentor them, coach them, help them move forward. And this is what we need as a community. We need a platform, and we also need you and I to help those who are struggling. Now, Vic, I have another question for you, and this is close to my heart. When I start this work in 2023, yes, we started in Ingham County, because that's where I reside. But it was never meant to be just for Ingham County. This was meant to be for the state of Michigan, because you and I know that we have needs everywhere in Michigan. We have needs in Detroit, we have needs in Flint, we have needs in Saginaw. So this was just a stepping stone to what we can do as a state. But I know we may not be there yet to expand to the entire state of Michigan, but Vika, I would like you to expand on what this is going to look like if our state of Michigan is able to see and benefit from what Ingham County is doing.
Well, Eleanor, that's a powerful question. And years ago, a pastor told me, don't ever put God in a box, with the idea that sometimes the things we dream about are nothing large enough in all of those things, because sometimes the needs are great. And here's the issue. As an old marketing guy, I would not have named this 100 Families. Because this could be 10,000 families, this could be 5,000, whatever the number is, it doesn't matter. The idea is, the initiative started out with the idea and the concept of getting a hold of those families in crises. Well, listen, as we know, the need is great and sometimes overwhelming. But here's what the answer we've been going with all these years is, to continue to spray down agencies and organizations with money and hope that they can get that connected for results. Well, there is no hope in this other than Hope Hub, because right now what we do is, with Hope Hub, we literally are connecting agencies with families in crises at precisely the moment when they need it the most. Well, think about that. The needs aren't just in Ingham County. The needs aren't just Clinton and Eaton, and the needs are throughout our state, throughout the country, for crying out loud. And this is a national initiative that has been started here in Michigan, started started in Arkansas, but again, brought to Michigan by you and your team. And here's what's important to me is that this thing has no end in terms of the opportunity that's ahead of us. We simply need to have agencies on board, need to have people that are on board, and frankly, organizations and committed people that are tired of doing everything the same old way. Because again, if we just spray the room down with $100 bills and hoping some of it sticks to somebody that needs it, that is the way, unfortunately, too many grants work. What I'm excited about is this is an opportunity to connect resources, people, and issues together in a moment when they need it the most. This is the most life-changing program I have ever seen or been involved with in terms of helping families in need. Wow. I'm grateful for that chance meeting that we had 2 years ago. And frankly, if this is news to you about 100 Families Initiative here in Lansing and what we can do statewide, then people need to take out their calendar right now and put down that date, because we're going to go be at the MSU FCU Credit Union, and we've got a big morning planned and life's to be changed. Just be a part of it.
I'm really excited. And again, I want to make sure you know exactly the date. Tuesday, April the 21st. And it's going to be at 8:30 a.m. when we are going to start serving breakfast. And our program is going to start at 9 a.m. We want to be done by 10 a.m. The location is this one. We are going to be at MSU, FCU, Federal Credit Union. We are going to be at the headquarters 2, community room, and it's at 3899 Coolidge Road in East Lansing, MSU FCU headquarters 2. This is a free event, and it's not a fundraiser. We are expecting you to come to enjoy, to learn, to make connection. You're welcome to bring a flyer. You are welcome to bring your business card. This is about learning what we can do as a community, what we can do when we all come together and start working in collaboration, helping, serving the families in crisis, making sure that we can see them move to stability. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm really grateful to have my friend Vic, and I'm excited to see all of you on April the 21st. If you are not on Hope Hub, I'm going to be available on that day to sign you up for Hope Hub. Thank you for listening to From Crisis to Stability. My name is Dr. Eleanor Quay, your friend in Lansing-Ingham County.